when three doctors sat me down and told me to consider giving up on my son before he even had a chance to fight. I faced a decision that would test everything I believed in. In this episode, we dive into this deeply personal story, the journey of Philip. It's a narrative about confronting the unthinkable, the power of faith over fear, and the miracles that can happen when we choose hope over despair. This episode isn't just a story. It's an invitation to witness the strength of belief and the incredible impact of standing firm in faith. Getting ready for a truly inspiring journey. Now, let's dive in. Welcome to the Christian CEO Podcast. I'm Kelly Butler, and I have built an impactful location independent business since 2008 with plenty of rejections, English as my third language, and lots of God's grace. Each week, we will be sharing relevant and direct advice or inspiring interviews with one intention. It's your time to go pro with your marketplace calling. Now, let's get to it. Happy Easter, and welcome to Christian CEO Podcast. This year, at the team she inherited, well, in case you don't know, that's our company name, and that's a story itself, what God has given us. We felt a strong call to bring you something truly special for this season. We have put together three special episodes that we believe will touch your hearts and inspire your journey. Kicking things off, our first episode is a very personal one. It's a story of how God's miraculous healing touched my son while he was still in my womb, leading to his birth on March 31st, 2002. Coincidentally, that's exactly 22 years ago to this year's Easter. It's a story of faith, hope, and divine intervention, and I cannot wait to share with you. In our second episode, we will hear from my co-founder and daughter, Sarah. I'm so proud of her. She'll open up about her battle with depression and how, through God's unfailing grace, she found light as the end of a tunnel. Sarah's journey is a powerful and deeply moving, showcasing the strength we can find in our faith. For our third and final episode of this series, Sarah and I, we will dive into what God has been teaching us about true productivity. It's a perspective shift from the world's hustle culture to embracing what we like to call she inherited rhythms. It's not just about ticking off tasks or filling up calendars. It's about aligning with rhythms that God has set for our lives and finding fulfillment across all areas. Our aim with these Easter episodes is to bring Christ back to the center of this season and our lives and business. We hope that by sharing our stories, we'll not only celebrate the true essence of Easter, but also empower and encourage you on your own entrepreneurial journey. Now, without further ado, let's dive into our first story. Down in Sarasota, Florida, USA, there was this day I'll never forget. I was 6 months pregnant, sitting in a doctor's office, facing three doctors who gave me some really tough news. They said my baby, Philip, might have a big problem with his spine, and they were pushing me to think about not going ahead with a pregnancy. The talk lasted over 3 hours. I feel like I was all by myself, hearing some of the scariest things a mom-to-be could hear. They kept asking, what if he cannot walk? Or what if he's really sick when he's born. I was scared out of my mind for the first bit of that meeting. But then, something changed. I started pray quietly and sing a little in my heart to Philip. That's when it hit me. I wasn't alone at all, even though I was crying and barely keeping it all together. I knew I couldn't give up. You know, in the world, they say seeing is believing. But there's this line in the Bible, in Hebrews 11, that flips that on its head. It says, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. By faith, we believe so strongly in what we cannot see. That it becomes as real as anything we can touch or see with our physical eyes. That's exactly what happened to me. I had to sign a bunch of papers they say were to cover themselves, just in case. And after what felt like forever, I finally got out there. But here is what getting amazing. God must have been listening because he sent me an army of moms, like a couple hundreds of them, all praying and standing by me. They even threw me a baby shower, all on faith, believing Philip was going to be just fine. Now, fast forward to today, and Philip is 22 years old. We just had his birthday, and it's got us all thinking about how much we have been through and how much grace, love, and faith have brought us here. You see, Philip was born on Easter, right? The very same Easter after those doctors tried to scare me into making a decision I didn't want to make. We had just moved to Florida and found this church where suddenly I had over a couple hundred moms on my side. They were there for me, crying with me, and showing me that faith in action really looks like. And guess what? Philip was born perfectly healthy. It's like a big, beautiful shout out to how awesome God is. This story isn't just about me and Philip. It's for anyone out there running a business or facing tough times. It's a reminder that with a little faith and some great friends by your side, you can get through just about anything. So this Easter, let's celebrate not just the miracles in the Bible, but the everyday miracles in our lives. Like Philip's story. It's all about faith, friends, and the amazing things that happen when you believe first, seeing the miracles unfold right before your eyes. And you know, at the heart of all this, the core of our hope, it's the resurrection of Jesus Christ. This isn't about wishful thinking, like the world often sees it. It's about the solid ground of faith we stand on. Let's consider this way. The worst thing that could happen? Well, I leave this world and go to heaven to be with God. If we can look at everything through this lens, every challenge, every mountain we face seems different. It puts everything into perspective. If we hold on to the belief in eternity, in a life beyond this one with God, it changes how we see our struggles. We find more hope, more strength. It's this internal perspective that can make all the difference, giving us a better view of situations we face. This Easter, let's remember that. Our belief in the resurrection, in the promise of eternity, It's what gives us unshakable hope. As we share these stories and insights with you, our prayer is that they not only inspire, but also remind you of the powerful hope we have in Christ. That no matter what we go through, our faith and the community around us can help us see through to the miracles waiting on the other side. Again, happy Easter from our family to yours. I will see you in the next episode.
Hi there. If you have found this episode resonating with you, would you please consider to take a moment?
Just drop a review on Apple Podcast.
It will serve a fresh dose of blessings to those of us who work so hard to produce the content week in and week out. Please go to kellyballer.com/review. Again, that's kellyballer.com/review. We really appreciate it. And you will also help more fellow Christian CEOs find this podcast. Thank you so much. Remember, you matter. See you in the next episode.
Thanks for listening to the Christian CEO Podcast at www.kellyballer.com.